in a very busy room. It's very exciting. You can hear all sorts going on. I'm at the Art Society building, and we are almost at the end of the Great Manx Pottery Throwdown. I've got Faye and Anna here with me, who a lot of you remember from having been on the show. Faye, obviously, you have been doing this for some time yourself, but looking at the people that have come along to this weekend, what do you think so far of the standard?
Oh, I'm very pleased. Yeah, very proud of them. Some of them came with no throwing at all, and we've definitely got nice pots coming out of them now. Hopefully they're a bit of confidence. They'll go back on today and we'll see what they've picked up and what they've learned.
I'm so impressed by what I can see around the room, because it's not just pots though, is it?
No, they're building clocks as well. I've challenged them in their hand building to build a clock, which isn't actually easy. Designed, slab built, they're putting them together, they're decorating them today. I think they've done amazingly, to be honest. I mean, we have had complete beginners, which you'd expect nothing like what they've produced. So Faye and I think we're magicians at the minute, aren't we? Yeah, this is like Hogwarts for potters.
This is the sound of an actual potter's wheel. And who do we have sitting at this wheel?
Barbara Neal.
So Barbara, tell me all about what you're doing here, because you're relatively new to this, aren't you?
I am. I've had a one-on-one with Faye about 2 years ago. Then my husband and daughter thought it'd be quite a good idea to give me a voucher for my birthday, which was absolutely fabulous. But certainly a lot more to it than meets the eye.
Well, you say that, but you know, you're barely looking at what you're doing, and yet your hands just seem to be working magic on this. You're really creating a beautiful looking piece here.
Well, Faye says to close your eyes or look ahead, not to actually look at the clay, and just to feel it with your fingers and your hands. So it's hard to do, but if you try it, it does work.
And does it feel fantastic as well?
It's lovely, yeah, it is. And when you see the finished product, it's great, yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing yours later on. All the best with that one.
I'm Jo Louie.
Jo, you have an incredible creation in front of you here. This is beautiful. So just describe what it is you've created.
Okay, so I'm making a clock, but it's really got lots of scenes from the Isle of Man. So we've got Milner's Tower on the top. It's supposed to depict Bradderhead, so it'll all be painted up. Basking shark in the bay, the cozy nook, bit of a Portarian thing going on, which is where I live. I've just moved recently over here, and I've just fallen mad in love with your island.
You can tell that you have, because it's really magical, this, and really quite detailed, so I'm guessing you do have experience.
I do. I've been doing pottery for about 15 years. Really find the island totally inspiring to make things.
Have you enjoyed being in this space with all of these other potters as well?
Absolutely lovely to meet all the other fellow potters, because I'm so new to the island that it's just everyone's been so gorgeous, friendly and welcoming. I'm so happy. It's just everyone could not have been nicer.
Carol, tell me a little bit about your experience in this.
I'm the inexperienced one, so I decided when I retired from work that I was going to do something creative, and I decided to try flower arranging and pottery and ceramics. So in a way here, my clock, because we're all doing clocks, is a vase of flowers. So I've mixed the two. So as you can see, there's loads of flowers on top. The leaves are going to go up the sides to cover the sides, the joins at the sides. And my clock face will be in the front. So yes. And I've thoroughly enjoyed every second that we've been here. I'm not very good on the wheel. Even Richard couldn't save my pot yesterday, even though he tried. But I've loved it, absolutely. And it's great meeting all these different people and all different experiences, from novices to professionals, more or less. It's been great.
And so do you think after this you will carry on doing this?
Oh, yes. Gosh, yes. I absolutely love it.
My name is Richard Parker, and I am a potter.
How have you found this weekend?
It's been inspirational, because there's so many wonderful ideas. You know, you get a group of people, as you know, 15 very inspirational people all together. No matter what level of ability you are, you have ideas, you have creativity. And, you know, it's events like the Throwdown the girls have put on, which brings it out of people, and they surprise themselves what they can do. Big smiles, new friendships, you know, people talk to each other. How unusual is that? It's brilliant.
And also, I was just talking to one of the ladies over there, to Jo, about the fact that this is also something that is wonderful when it comes to the likes of mental health and well-being, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, it really does bring an inner peace to yourself as well. You know, when you're making something and you look back at it and say, yeah, I did that. And it's brilliant. I mean, can never underestimate the powers of art in the healing process. Yeah.
So, Moya, what's your previous experience with this?
Absolutely nothing. I didn't know how to get hold of the clay or how to roll it out or all the basic things. I had no idea.
So what brought you to this weekend?
I've always liked the idea of having a go, and it's just been fantastic. You know, we've done so much.
And look at this, you are sat at a wheel here with obviously a bowl in front of you. I mean, that's not even, there's no question about that. That is a wonderful piece. You must be so happy with yourself.
Thank you very much. It's not quite straight.
It's got character.
Yes. But I'm amazed that I've been able to do it. When I came in, I didn't have a clue and it was all just sticking to my fingers, and now I can actually make a shape.
Steve Black is here with a pot in his hand and panic in his eyes.
Yes, absolute panic.
What are you doing?
I am trying to decorate my clock, which is over there. I'm desperate because I'm a thrower, really, not a builder or a decorator. And you know my wife, Sally, is the decorator. So that's why I'm panicking.
But the interesting thing is I have been following Sally on her Instagram pages recently, and she has been putting up a lot of images of ceramics, but that she's been, as you say, decorating. So are you working together?
Yes, we're an unofficial team where I like the physicalness of the throwing and the precision, which I'm trying to get to, and I'm still learning. I mean, I've only started about a year and a half ago. And Sally just loves painting on the pots. She hates the feel of clay. So she doesn't want to do the clay work. She just wants to paint on the pots. And we've both got so much to learn. You know, there's glazes, underglazes, slips. You know, it's endless, endless things you can do on a pot. And that's the wonderful thing about it. So, yeah, I'm just trying my best. What more can I say? From working on the computer for all my life, now I've got a physical art that I want to continue with. So I'm very, very happy doing it. And there's tons of support here. The island is amazing for people who just want to help you.